Hi, everyone, and welcome to the 2YE podcast, the first one of winter 2022. And welcome to the new school year. As you all know, my name is Stephanie. I'm the program assistant for second year experience. And today I have with me Janet and Alyssa, two current 2YE mentors that are here to talk about lessons learned last quarter. So this is the end of the week plática. As you all know, we have a new series, just kind of talk about what's been going on, to reflect on past weeks or past quarters in this instance. And we're going to be talking about some important things, just reflecting and seeing how Janet and Alyssa have been and how their quarter was for them. But to give them an opportunity to introduce themselves, I do want you to let the audience know who you are. So if you could just please just give your name, your year, major, college, hometown, and maybe a highlight from your break or something that you enjoyed from your break. I know I didn't do much during my break, so I enjoyed sleeping and not having to be in meetings, but I wanna hear from you both. So whoever wants to go first, take it away.
All right, hi everyone, I'm Janet Lee and I'm a current third year double majoring in math and education sciences. I'm from Warren College and my hometown is Garden Grove in Orange County. And then a highlight of my break is starting to watch the Marvel movies with my roommate. We've been starting that marathon. We haven't finished it yet, but it's been fun. Like, yeah, it's really long, but it's been really fun, like just watching with her and just like getting really hyped about the same thing. And also, I guess, watching the new Spider-Man movie that came out last month. It was really good. And I guess that's like kind of what made me want to start the Marvel series. But I will pass it on to Alyssa.
Hello, I'm Alyssa Martinez. I'm a third year as well. I'm a neurobiology major with a minor in cognitive science. I'm in Riverville, and I'm from Bakersfield. So I went home for the break. And I think that was my little highlight. I got to spend time with my mom and my family, just because I don't go home so often. Yeah, it's a 5-hour drive and none of us want to make that drive, but I definitely need to watch that Spider-Man movie for sure. I haven't seen it yet, so no spoilers.
Hopefully you haven't gotten any spoilers through social media and whatnot, but it is
I muted the word.
Yeah, no, definitely recommend you to watch it. I loved it. My sisters have also started watching the Marvel franchise movies because they weren't into it. And now they're like, why didn't I do it when you were watching them?
So yeah, exactly.
It's really good. So if you can, do watch it, Alyssa. But thank you for sharing your highlights or like what made you happy. I think those are very good things. Spending time with family, Marvel is always a good idea. Like you're entertained. But yeah, to dive into what we're going to be talking about, we're going to be speaking on what lessons you learned last quarter. So it'll be a lot of reflection, a lot of thinking and analyzing to past experiences, obviously. And we're going to provide opportunities to showcase maybe both of your leaderships. So instead of trying to hide any errors or any lessons learned, if you did have any, like highlight what skills you've gained and that's kind of built your character, because obviously I remember being a student, being a second year, sometimes I would always say like, next quarter I'm going to do this differently, or next quarter I'm going to start my homework earlier, I'm not going to procrastinate, or I'm not going to do these things, and then next quarter rolls around and it doesn't happen. So just having that time to reflect and sit down is always good. So I want to ask you both, how was last quarter for you? You can talk on how it was academically and or personally, and whoever wants to go first.
I can start it off.
Yeah.
So last quarter personally for me was a little difficult, just because I feel like we were tossed in, or at least I felt tossed into a whole new life after spending online for 2 years, and then now we're going back to in person, and I'm off campus, so it was just having to learn how to be off campus and like actually adult and pay bills on top of being a student. Mm-hmm. And so that definitely showed in my coursework. And so it was a little bit tough to manage that. After that first quarter of like balancing it or like trying to juggle it, It's going good now, but last quarter was definitely hard to try and juggle all these hats that I was wearing. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And how did you try to manage it, I guess, in the moment, now looking back into it? Like, yes, we are in a pandemic, and having to come back to campus, be on campus, it was your first time living, what is it, away from home, and being in your own apartment, adulting, you know, how were you trying to navigate it in the moment?
The moment, I think it was just confusing for me, to say the least. Looking back at it now, I'm really grateful that I live with, like, my best friend from home, because she was definitely a rock. Like, oh, if I needed to talk to her, I just walked out of my room and I had that little piece of home with me. If I needed to talk about classes, I could talk about classes. Yeah. For me, I'm really like a quality time person. So having someone really helped like keep me stable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear though. What about you, Janet?
I also agree with Alyssa. I had kind of a lot going on last quarter as well. Like in addition to mentoring, I also work as like a tutor. I'm also a board member in one of the student orgs on campus, and taking like some of my harder classes for my major last quarter. So I just had a lot to juggle, and at times it could feel like a lot. And I feel like if I had slightly better time management, I could be able to like put in more effort in certain things. Mm-hmm. But I guess for this quarter, I've learned that like sometimes it's just good to like take a break whenever necessary, so you're not like super burnt out from everything that's going on. Especially since like things are online now, it's kind of easy to get wrapped up in your head. But just like taking things slow and making sure that you prioritize yourself and also like the more important tasks, so that you can stay on track and also like stay on top of your game.
Exactly. And you mentioned that you had another job opportunity. You held a leadership role in a organization on campus. You were a mentor. You are a mentor, a student. You have your own life. You know, you both wear so many hats. So giving that advice of like taking the time to kind of pause and reflect, obviously, you know that now, reflecting back on that, but did you do that during the quarter? Would you try and give yourself some space to do that?
I think I did mostly towards like the weekend when I was more free. That's when I would kind of like set aside maybe like a night to myself, or just a night to like hang out with my roommates or go out with friends before I return back to like the grind of keeping up with my work and my schoolwork. So just like setting aside some time for yourself, I think does help.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess since we are talking about setting time for ourselves aside, what are some ways that you both have or perform self-care? Because again, there's so many hats, so many responsibilities that you both have. So how do you de-stress or kind of just let go of whatever might be going on in here? In your head, sorry, I'm pointing at my head. In my head, to just not think so much all the time.
I think kudos to Janet. She had said that she really did give herself time to like this, to do the self-care. And I think that was one of my flaws last quarter. It was just, I was so stressed and I felt like I had to just keep going. Otherwise, if I stop for one day, it just piles on. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something that I learned. And I learned that I got a piano for Christmas. So that's kind of my self-care right now. I'm kind of teaching myself how to do it. And it's just really relaxing to give myself that time to still use my brain and my mind, but creatively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've always wanted to learn how to play a piano.
Too.
What about you, Jenny? How do you do or take time for yourself, self-care?
I really like to bake. So whenever I'm stressed, I feel like I resort to stress baking, which does help. I feel like it's very therapeutic. I'm not really like thinking about anything when I'm baking. I can just play my music, or I could bake with someone else, like a friend. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good way for me to just like take a step away from my computer or take a step away from like doing my my responsibilities just for a little bit.
Nice, nice. What's your favorite, I guess, thing you've baked?
My favorite thing that I baked last quarter was the strawberry cheesecake. It was a very spontaneous idea that happened late at night, but it was no regrets.
Nice. So now that you've had some time to reflect on how busy you were, on how you take care of yourselves, what is a lesson that you took away from last quarter? Obviously, you both mentioned and expressed that you kind of had to dive back into reality, quote unquote, because you came back to campus, you probably were living at home, you know, when everyone was back at home and you were all doing everything virtual. So having to kind of change your lifestyle in a way. So what's something that you have taken away from that and now have implemented into this quarter, because we're back on it. You know, the quarter system is so fast paced. And Alyssa, you even said it, like I was on the go. And that's how it feels sometimes being in this system. So what have you taken away from that? And what do you want to do differently or the same?
I think for me personally, and maybe others can relate to it, it's hard to realize one, when we need help, and then two, to act on it. Mm. I did realize that things were getting tough academically, maybe assignments were piling up or maybe lectures were piling up. And then I also had work, or I have this internship at the hospital and that takes time. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was, well, let me put my focus in this area since all of this is piling up and I feel like I'm drowning over here by myself. Mm-hmm. I can just go and distract myself with another responsibility. Mm-hmm. When in actuality, I probably should have gone to my sections or asked my professors like, hey, I'm really struggling. Can I have an extension or can you explain this topic a little bit more? Mm-hmm. And that's something that I do know I learned from last quarter and I'm starting to do now, even though it is week two. I think start strong, continue strong. Even though it is online, I've gone all my sections and all the office hours, and just even if I already understand it, can you clarify it just a little bit more, because it doesn't hurt to be more in depth and now you know it in like a simpler term than how they would have explained it in lecture.
Exactly. And how is it easy for you to like do all that extra work or ask for help when you need it?
It's definitely a learning process. I still feel, I think maybe it is also an identity thing too. Being first gen, you don't really know how to ask, or you're not surrounded by other people who have the same experience or like college experience or that sort of help. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to ask for help because I'm not used to it. And so yeah, it's a little hard, but I think it's worth doing. And if I change the mindset, it is kind of easy to go the extra mile because it helps in the long run.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Alyssa. What about you, Janet?
Yeah, I totally agree with Alyssa. I feel like at some points during last quarter, I definitely felt like I should have gotten help in like my classes. But I'm trying to be more proactive with that as well this quarter, especially since classes are online. Like I'm trying to make the effort to like turn on my camera and participate when the professor asks questions, and even just like asking for clarification in class. Like I feel like I'm usually not the type of person to do that because I'm more reserved, but I feel like it's really added to my learning so far. And like Alyssa, I want to make the effort to go to office hours this quarter and reach out to my professors and TAs more often, because I feel like it not only helps me, but it also kind of helps my classmates as well, just to like really solidify the material that we're being taught. So just like really taking advantage of what's provided to us as students and using those resources as much as possible.
Yes. And how would you want to encourage students to do that? Because it's easier said than done. I mean, we as professional staff say it all the time and we're like, use your resources, go ask for help. Shy is expensive. I say this all the time. I think I've said it in every single podcast. But how do we, you know, actually push that effort?
For me, I think just starting small. Like if you're like right now, since classes are online, maybe you're too shy. Maybe just you can just like send in a question in chat, or you can answer a question in chat. But slowly but surely you can like unmute yourself or shoot an email to your professor or TA, and then just like building up on that and then going to their office hours, etc. It doesn't need to be like a big gesture at first, like just slowly build up until you're feeling more comfortable. Because I feel like professors can kind of sense when like you're trying really hard to like be proactive. So just starting small and then building up to your comfort level, but also like trying to push your comfort level a little bit.
Yes. Little steps, baby steps.
Yeah.
And we always say also, like, we all have a comfort zone, right? It's like this circle. Once you step out of that comfort zone, that's where the growth happens. You know, most of the time. And I guess, Alyssa, unless you want to say anything else for that question? If not, we can move on to this.
Yeah. Covered it all.
Okay, cool. And I guess to kind of reflect back on last quarter and everything that you've said, what's one thing that made you happy or allowed you to keep balance and that you want to implement this quarter as well? I know, right? You kind of have to sit down and think about it.
I don't think anything made us balanced. I'm kidding.
Go ahead.
Did you have anything, Alyssa?
I did not have anything off the top of my head. I don't think last quarter I could find balance.
Yeah.
I think for me, just knowing that, like, if I finish all my responsibilities, I can set aside time for things I want to do. So for instance, if I want to spend time with friends, I need to make sure that I do all my work first, and just making sure that I have something to look forward to maybe at the end of the week or even at the end of the day. Like getting to take a break and go on my phone, that helps me stay motivated for the most part. Just the small things, I think, instead of just being like, oh, I can wait till the end of the quarter to have a week-long break. I feel like that's not very motivating because it seems so far away. Whereas you want to set like smaller goals for yourself more often that you can reach. And I feel like that makes you feel a lot more accomplished. Yeah. And it'll make you want to stay on top of your stuff.
Yeah. Also, like having little milestones of maybe on the weekend, I get to go out with my friends, or I get to watch a movie that I like, something that'll bring you happiness at the end of the day or the end of the week. I know sometimes it's impossible to do that with being so busy and just having so many responsibilities, but making sure that you also kind of inspire that creative side of you and you don't forget who you are, because you are a student, yes, but you're also so many other things that need to also need to be taken care of. And I think personally, being a UCSD student, I remember when I was a student, that's all I thought I had to do, you know, school. If I get good grades, I'm happy. If I don't, I'm sad. But it's like, but what about the rest of me? You know, what else do I like? What else do I enjoy? Sorry, Alyssa, were you going to say anything?
No, Steph, you're preaching to the choir right now. I definitely believe in everything you're saying. Like, I emphasize that so much with my friends who are also on campus, like at different UCs. Like, we can't just, we're a student. That isn't an identity. And it's really good to have it and have that opportunity, but also don't forget who you are. Make the time for yourself. And even if it's just like when you're cooking dinner, like listen to some music and dance around the kitchen and then go back and like study for a little bit. But no, Steph, you keep going. You keep saying what you need to say.
Oh my goodness. No, yeah. I mean, it's definitely taking a while to see things how they are. Cause you know, again, every quarter I'm like, I'm gonna do this different. And then it just gets busy and it doesn't happen, or it does happen and then I'm happy, but then it's again another quarter. But there's good things that come from it too, you know. I'm not saying that it was just all stress and tearful nights of having to study for exams and stuff. Like, so many good things came from being in school and where I'm at now. But some key points to take away with what Janet and Alyssa have reflected on, like just showing courage and creativity on reflecting on what has happened, knowing that you need to take time for yourself, do things that are happy for you, and just gaining clarity on what has worked for them and what will continue or will not continue to work for them is always going to be a good reflection. You know, like obviously there was good, maybe there were not so many good things that happened last quarter, but knowing that you're all human beings, you all wear so many hats, and you and taking care of yourself is the utmost important thing to do. And ask for help. I think both Janet and Alyssa expressed, like, take baby steps, go to the office hours, ask that question, turn on your camera if you don't usually do it, because we can get sucked into this virtual world of being on our computers all day long. And is that good? Is that bad? Who knows? But, you know, taking care of yourself is always going to be number one priority. And knowing that we're here for you. 2YE is here for you. People that work on campus are here for you. And if it doesn't work out with one person, maybe, you know, if you go get help and you just don't like what they said or you didn't vibe with them, try someone else. Don't let yourself down by just one interaction that you've had. There's so many people on campus. It's so big. Maybe even asking your mentors for help too. Like, it's just some ideas. But any last minute remarks or comments that y'all want to make to end this podcast?
Yeah. Keep going. Like, ask for help. Like we mentioned earlier, it might be easier said than done, but know that you're a student here for a reason, and like you can still be the student that you are when you were admitted or whatever. You might have a bad quarter or a bad week. Take that self-care, focus on you, but also know that the student part of you is still a role right now, and so give it some time and do your best. But yeah.
Thank you, Alyssa.
And then for me, I guess just saying that growth is a good thing. I know that, like, kind of like we were talking about, like asking for help, if that may be out of your comfort zone, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But also growth can be challenging sometimes to take those certain steps. But also remember that we're continuing to grow every single day, and everything that we do kind of just adds to that growth. And so even though we're stuck online again, or we're just busy being students, just remember that anything that we do kind of just relates to how our future is going to be planned out. So making sure that you do everything to the best of your ability, but also setting aside time for yourself. Yeah, that helps too.
Thank you, Janet. Mic drop. No, but yes, y'all. Just to wrap it up, thank you, Janet. Thank you, Alyssa, for sharing your experiences and just how it has been for you. It's been challenging, but I think just knowing that we're all on this journey together and making sure that you reach out to those that you feel could be of help. And if you don't feel like anyone can help you, we can. Just reach out, email us, contact us, talk to your mentors. Shy is expensive. I always say that. And know that we're here for you. So that'll wrap up this podcast. End of the week, Platica, lessons learned last quarter. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Alyssa. Always sending you positivity and light. And I will see you then.
Yay.